Okay, I'm gonna call to order the Brule Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Please silence or turn off all electronic devices. Ms. Pedro, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Gedry.
Here.
Commissioner Lemoine.
Here.
Commissioner Perkins. Commissioner Payro.
Here.
Commissioner Papillon.
Here.
Commissioner Sonnet.
Here.
Commissioner Travassos.
Yeah.
Okay, item four, consider approving the minutes of the February 28th, 2024 regular meeting. It should be in your packet.
I move that we approve as written.
Got a motion by Ms. Pedro to approve the minutes.
Second.
Sonnet.
Seconded by Mr. Sonnet. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nay. Ayes have it. Okay, under item five, zoning, variance request for Richard Sonnet, 411 Gwynn Street, non-compliance section 120-147, D4, R3, single-family residential. Minimum living area reduced from 864 to 619. Anybody to represent Mr. Sonnet?
I thought Paula was coming.
You thought Paula was coming?
She came in this morning.
Oh, she came this morning.
Yeah.
So it is currently R3, right?
It's R3.
Okay.
And it, and the minimum in R3 is
864.
I went right by the house. It's, it needs a lot of work, it looks like.
Right, he intends to completely redo it.
Yeah.
You know, inside and out. You know, I will enhance the area. I have no doubt about that.
Right.
Obviously, I'm not gonna be able to vote on this at all. So I just want to, you know, express what his intentions are. By no means is he going to degrade that neighborhood.
No.
With what he intends to do with that little place. And, you know, when he moved, he had the house moved here. There was no heads up on that you have a minimum footage. You know, if you bring this house here, you're not going to meet that. He knew nothing about that prior to setting the house here. So, you know, I know he's going to do a good job with it. You see the house next door to it. You know, I
well, he did that, that one too.
Well, yeah. I redid that one.
Oh, you redid that one.
Right, but I don't do that anymore. But anyway.
Quit.
Yeah. So, you know, just keep those thoughts in mind that that's what he intends to do, just really brighten up that little house and make it. It'll be a cute little house. I think if you start putting a wing on it, you're really going to take away from it. If you saw the little house, you know, it definitely can be a very cute little addition to that neighborhood.
Yes.
So you got three options. Are you moving? We can give him a variance. Or you can make it bigger.
Make it bigger. That's the three options.
Three
options. Yeah. What does the commission would like to do? They're not here, but Gary's told us what they need to do or what they want to do.
And she gave me a plat of the property. This is the plat of the property.
Oh.
That they had approved here.
Yeah, we redid the property lines.
Right.
Because it was facing the side street, not.
Correct.
To move that little house on there. And the only variance he needs is the square footage on the house.
So which lot is it?
It's be 8A.
Oh, 8A.
Yeah, there's okay. Nothing on the lot right there.
Okay, on 7A, that's the other house.
That's that other house. Yeah, okay. He fixed that one up. It looks good.
Yeah.
What's y'all thoughts? I think it's 28%. He'd have to add 28% to it to bring it up to the 864.
So this is the front, and this is the back?
Yeah, they got a little addition on the back, that 96 square feet.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, okay. You see?
All right.
But that is right down.
I passed there, but I never noticed. 25.
Yeah.
I'm just driving.
The setback's all good.
So how far is it from that east property line?
That would be 160.
It doesn't say.
Yes. Yes.
619.
Where it didn't show the house.
779.
So it's 60 foot wide on the lot.
I was looking to see if the 96 square foot piece in the back,
mm-hmm.
if he could extend it to the 20 foot and 20 to match the size of the rest of the house, if that would bring him up to the total. I was still short. So I was just doing math crap. So you understand what I was doing?
Yeah, instead of the 20, it'd be 20 by 12.
What's that 96 square foot going to be?
20 foot, 3 and a half times, it's 8 foot deep, exactly 8 foot deep by 20.
By 20 by 8?
Yeah, I come at 160 square feet.
That's only 160, and you'd have to take away that 96, because that's already there. That gives you 64 to the 619.
Yeah.
That's still just 683.
And actually, we multiplied wrong because it's 3.5 inches.
Oh, 3.5, yeah, but it's this.
But that isn't much.
No.
So 160, 75, 3, 6, 7, 8. That's 683.
I'd like to make a motion that we do not make a recommendation and allow the council to take this under advisement and vote on it without our recommendation.
Without our recommendation.
Yes.
I will agree. I second that.
Okay, we got a motion by Ms. Payro to not make a recommendation to the council and leave it up to them to decide. We are allowed to do that, I think.
Well, we've done that before.
We've done that before.
Yeah.
Steve, look like you got a substitute motion.
Well, I just hate to pass on the problem.
Yeah, I got you. Could we just recommend it? We not?
Well, I understand.
Yeah. They would still have to pass it anyway.
I'm thinking maybe with the council, Paula or Richard will be here and can answer more questions, plus Shane might be here. That could be requested for him to say whatever he was telling you about. There'd be more information than just what we have in front of us.
But that puts him on hold for another month.
I'd
rather them vote on it.
The committee meetings next week, it'll be brought up as discussion.
Yes.
Next week.
Right. And you can call and make sure that the people that can answer questions will be here.
This is a public
I think that would
meeting.
Be-
any comments from the public? None? Okay. So we got a motion on the table to not recommend by Ms. Pabro and seconded by Mr. Travassos. Why don't you do a roll call vote?
All right. Commissioner Lemoyne?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins is absent. Commissioner Pabro?
Yes.
Commissioner Papillion?
Yes.
Commissioner Sonnet?
I recuse myself from this.
Okay. Commissioner Travassos?
Yes.
Commissioner Guidry?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. So we're going to send it to the council with no recommendation. Okay. If we don't have anything on the planning, any other business other than ethics? Everybody done their ethics?
Not everybody.
Not everybody?
No. You did. I got yours.
You got mine?
I hadn't got one this year.
Did it January?
Did you send me an email?
No.
Give me a copy of your certificate in the email, please. Yeah. Or you could print it out and bring it if you'd rather do that.
I was going to bring mine today. I couldn't find
it. Yeah, I just
I have yours.
PDF and send it to
and
you.
And I have yours. Yeah. I have yours from last year, not this year. You got the rest of the year to do it.
My last time.
I got last year's.
Okay. Points of personal privilege. Anybody? None? Any announcements? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved by Mr. Guidry.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Papillion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
No nays. The ayes have it.